재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Real Life Korean every day, another little bite of vocabulary, and we will get through this. 경화 is here from the website talktomeinkorean.com. Sun Kyunghwa is her full name. And on Wednesdays, we do a little bit of Chinese influence, Hanja, that have worked their way into the language. Hi, Kyunghwa.
Hi, Kurt.
What's our Hanja du jour?
Today's Hanja is 낮을 쳐.
So 쳐 is the particle, and then 낮을 is the explainer.
Yes.
What does that mean?
The 쳐 based on this Hanja means low.
Low.
Yes. The other day, my coworkers were talking about having low blood pressure or high blood pressure, and it turned out that most of my coworkers had low blood pressure, which is 저혈압 in Korean.
저혈압. That can be almost as bad as high blood pressure sometimes.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Like, they get dizzy easily, like when they quickly get up after sitting down or lying down for a long time.
Yeah, you can faint.
Yeah, I was really surprised.
저혈압.
Mm-hmm. So 저, low, 혈 means blood, and 압 means pressure. So if you have low blood pressure, you can say 저혈압이에요.
Okay.
If you have high blood pressure, you can say 저 고혈압이에요.
That's another, 혈 is a fancy word for blood. Isn't there another word for blood in native Korean?
Pee. Yes.
Aspirated pee.
Mm-hmm.
So you would see pee in a movie scene, but you would talk to the doctor about your 혈.
That's right.
All right.
And speaking of pressure, when you say low pressure with regard to the weather, it's 저기압.
저기압, low yes. pressure system coming into Seoul and creating rainy conditions or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. So 기 means atmospheric, so 저기압. But the word 저기압 is also often used to describe when someone is in a bad mood. So, for example, when you go to work or go home after work, you say hello when you arrive. And if one person seems upset about something or a bit down, you might ask another person, why is he so upset or why is she so in a bad mood? In Korean, you can say, oh, 경화 씨는 왜 저렇게 저기압이에요?
She's like a low-pressure system moving across the Hanbando.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she so 저기압?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you could also say directly to that person, why are you so down? 왜 저기압이에요?
You can say in English also, why are you so low?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, why are you so low? Mm. So I've heard some people say 아침이라 저기압이에요, which means I'm down because it's morning.
Wow, that's really a bad reason to be down.
I mean, every morning.
Because you're going to have 365 of those a year, really. Mornings are nice. Are you a morning person? Are you
jokey
up in the morning?
I think so.
I've evolved that way as I get older. I kind of like mornings, unless it's winter. But that's more winter's fault than morning's fault.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's jaw in personality.
Yeah. And another situation where you come across this 낮을 jaw in everyday life is when you're waiting for the bus at a bus stop. You have probably seen that the word 저상 is written next to a few bus numbers on the screen.
Ooh, good, good. I've been wanting to ask you about this for the longest time.
Uh-huh.
They've got the markers, right?
Of yes.
occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
How packed is the bus? So where does 저 come in?
That means actually those buses are 저상 버스 or low floor buses.
Oh, so it's not about the occupancy.
Yeah, no.
It's you don't go up the steps, you just walk flat onto the bus.
Exactly. They don't have steps so that the elderly or the disabled can get on the bus easily.
I quite like those buses. You just kind of step right onto them
yeah.
like a platform. Because I'm lazy. can we just do quickly the designations on the bus? Like there's, what are they called? When it's jam-packed, it's like Yahoo or something like that. You know, you look up at the electronic sign and it says like 혼잡 or...
Oh, 혼잡.
Yeah.
Yes, that means crowded.
Crowded.
Yeah.
And then there's other words that mean 보통 is like normal.
Mm-hmm.
여유 means like it's totally open.
Yeah.
You can chill.
There are a lot of space.
Yeah. You can put your bag on a seat. Okay, so PD has typed them out very nicely for me. 여유 is lots of space. 보통 is
normal. Mm-hmm.
And 혼잡.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like pooktop, right?
Yes, similar.
Crowded as heck.
Mm-hmm.
Your face is going to get mashed against the glass.
Yes. People also often say 교통이 혼잡해요.
All right.
The traffic is packed.
Now you know how to read those bus signs and you know when somebody's feeling low in the office. That's good for today, Kyunghwa. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.